she's independent, no major. And plus she naughty by nature. You know I like to burn rolls of money, and I like to roll and burn papers. And I know you are for work later, so I'm texting you to come through. Top floor, no neighbors, only thing missing is you.
Do you guys feel it in the pinball world right now? Feels like everything is just beginning to settle down a little bit. We're getting some reports of themes that manufacturers are going after. We're going to talk about that. Kerry Hardy's finally admitting to playing Sonic the Hedgehog. He ordered a CE. That's good news. Says the game's got some stuff in it we've never seen before. He did add that the topper does something we've never seen before. I'm a little bit over toppers. I got to be honest. I feel like there's too much emphasis on toppers over the last like 5 to 10 years. And what we really want is the magic under the glass. But that's a good sign. We knew Steve Ritchie wasn't going to fumble this. He said that the code in the game isn't going to be that confusing. It's going to be easy to understand how to get the emeralds, collect the coins. If Jersey Jack made Sonic too complex, they might as well just hang it up. We've got Stern Pinball fans out there holding on, holding on. The gameplay used to be everything, you know, they just shot better than every other game out there. It's not the case anymore. They let a lot of these boutique companies improve on the bomb, on the design, on the quality of feel in the game. When I was listening to Kerry, he said something very interesting. When you go from a Harry Potter and then you go to a Beetlejuice, and then you jump on a Stern, the Stern just feels really, really cheap. Doesn't cost any less money. It just feels really, really cheap. And that's always been sort of like the tug of war in this hobby. Where's the value? Where's the fun? Where's the quality? Where's the effort? Where's the detail? And I think everything's beginning to settle down right now for a few reasons. I think a lot of us are pretty content. If you're honest with yourself and you look down your lineup of pinball machines, I guarantee you have a great game. I guarantee many of you have a plethora of great games. And that's a great thing. We are living in and have been experiencing over the last 10 years the true golden age of pinball. Sure, the mechs aren't there like they were in the 90s. The mechanical engineers just are not there anymore. I think people forget too, it takes an army. You think John Papaduke designed anything that's in his machines that we still celebrate the mechs in? You know, the mechs and Toad in and Theater of Magic? He didn't make those things. He had an idea. He went to bed, and an army of Bally Williams engineers brought his concept to life. When he had to make mechs with his own ability, he couldn't make anything. He made a 3D printed spinning disc that didn't work near the outlanes, and he had a Vuk that shot the ball through the glass with the middle part of Magic Girl, a total joke game. He hid behind Zombie Eddie's artwork. And we're in a new era now of pinball where I think everyone's sort of like trying to find that middle ground. Can't we still get more magic in the game mechanically? And get code that is satisfying and deep, but not complex. Artwork to me has become, everything looks pretty good nowadays, right? I mean, we've been spoiled with so much good pinball artwork, but artwork cannot hide if the game doesn't shoot well. Guns N' Roses, beautiful art package, shoots like garbage. Everyone would agree on that. I mean that, like the game does not shoot well. Pokemon, it's got good flow. It's got great artwork, Pokemon. They did a great job on the art package on the game. There's no code in the game. There's a rumor that we might get new Pokemon code this week. I fully expect to see it by Friday. That would be great, and I hope there is a lot in it because it needs a lot more. But we're now in a period of pinball where the themes are getting really exciting. We had a little bit of a run the last 3-4 years where the themes were not the best. Now we've got some really exciting themes. I would argue that Stern doesn't really have the rights to the themes we really, really want. We're hearing a rumor now that Stern Pinball is in a battle. Thank you, Kale, over at Electric Bat Arcade. Stern Pinball is trying to, or has, taken back.